tulips are starting to sprout in northern Utah. The mercury's rising. The Ides of March look to be the warmest day of the year so far in Salt Lake City. So break out the t-shirts and shorts. Go for a walk outside. Put all those fears of flooding out of your mind. Yeah. You heard me right. The huge snowpack is still sitting up in the mountains, but the gurus say this week's warm-up isn't enough to bring it all down at once.
What it does is it brings a lot of the lower elevation snowpacks off, and then we have a very sequential kind of melt. The low elevation comes off, mid elevation comes off, and then later in late May and early June, that high elevation snowpack comes off. What happens in those really big flooding years is we keep it cool and wet, and we keep adding to our snowpack well into April, into May. And then what you get is concurrent melt from all elevations. That really sends rivers over their banks very quickly. So this period of time right now, hot temperatures, people think it's going to be 70. The snow's all going to melt. Not even close.
Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Randy Julander says there's another benefit of the sunshine. It has to do with the ground under your feet, not the snow in the mountains.
The soils have become super saturated. This kind of a week, warm and dry, allows those soils to drain out and create some space so that if we indeed get more precipitation or, heaven forbid, more snow down here at these elevations, the soil has the capacity to infiltrate those things instead of running off. So a week or two of very warm, very dry allows time for the soils to drain and to dry out a little bit, creating that capacity.
So in other words, think of the ground like a sponge. If it's full of water, it can't absorb anymore till you squeeze it out. That's essentially what the warm weather's doing this week, making space in the soil for the water still to come, which it sounds like we're going to need.